First of all, we're in the university campus today. What are you doing here?
Doing some strength and conditioning work with Dave Embro. You know, getting me, making sure that I'm a lean machine come 9th for August. You know, just preparing your body for 12 rounds or whatever you want to do. At any pace, do it, anything you want to do that night. You've prepared for it. You've gone through it, you know, strength and conditioning work and done it all in the gym. So whatever my opponent brings that night, you know, I'll have an answer for it.
How often do you come here then? Because we know you're going away to Fuerteventura this weekend, but how often do you sort of combine your time in the gym and here at the university?
You know, it's me and I to get in, but, you know, I think Dave relays things, what we need to do, you know, to Dom. So when we're away, we're on training camp, whatever, you know, the things what we've been working on, you know, he just sent information out there and we get the job done. As long as we get the job done, that's the main thing.
Well, you're well ahead of schedule, aren't you? Because you've had a lot of time here to get some good training done. You've also got a bit more time now because the fight we all thought it was going to be mid to late July, it's now going to be sort of the 9th of August, isn't it? So you've had a good preparation already.
Yeah, obviously, they left us in the dark. You know, we're challengers, they're champions. We didn't have no date, but, you know, we got together and we decided that we were going to work really hard and push it just in case they sprung a date on us earlier, you know, trying to catch us out or whatever. So, you know, we've been away, we've got us nut down and we've trained hard just in case, like I said, they pulled that date out, you know. So when they did announce it, you know, for the 9th of August in New York, you know, we're well ahead of schedule. We've still got, you know, eight or 9 weeks to go and we're in the best place we've been, you know, this far out, very, very fit, hitting targets we normally hit, you know, like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks out from a major fight. So, you know, we're in the green.
I remember thinking back to the Saldivia fight and how good you looked on that night. I mean, you looked in the best shape of your life. In the fights following that, you were sort of consistently at that level. Are you going to take it up another notch for this one?
I'm definitely going to take it up a notch. Definitely going to take it up a notch. You know, I think this is, everything's meant for a reason. This is my time. Like I said, I'm way ahead of schedule. So, you know, I'm not going to think, yeah, I'm ahead of schedule. I'm going to, you know, slack off. I'm going to push on even more. I'm going away on training camp again. I'll push even more. When you go out there, you know, you're in a foreign country. You know what you're there for. You're around other, you know, top athletes. We're all eating together, we're all training, pushing each other on. So it's just, you know, it's just going to get me into a... I'm looking forward to seeing what shape I'm going to be in come fight night, you know, because I think that the very, very, very best Cal Brook's going to turn up. So I'm interested to see what he's got, you know, got in the locker.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for, isn't it? When you first walked into that gym, the Ingle gym, you didn't just want to fight for world titles. You kind of had a dream of fighting in America as well, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't just think, you know, I want to win a British title, because some fighters, you know, want to win a British title or a world title. You know, I wanted to, you know, top bills on big billboards in New York and Vegas, seeing my name in lights, and, you know, not even just winning a world title at one weight, going up different weights, just taking on the best out there and winning them in style.
And it's a great setting for this one, isn't it? New York. It was going to be Detroit last time, but this, it's even bigger, isn't it, now, with it being New York?
Definitely, it's concrete jungle where dreams are made of, New York. I'm absolutely buzzing. You know, it's the summer, 9th for August. You know, I'm fit and healthy, and I can't wait to get over there and, you know, display my skills to them Americans, and, you know, shock the world, show them really what, you know, what I can do.
How much is it going to help that you've fought abroad before? Because when you're in this country, particularly in this city, you have tremendous support. You always manage to sell out the Sheffield Arena. But you know what to expect. You've fought in America before. It's not going to be a new challenge for you, is it?
No. You know, I boxed in America, in Atlantic City, when Froch boxed Ward. You know, first time I'm out of my comfort zone, you know, boxing in a foreign country and thinking, oh, you know, but once I got in and did, you know, did the work, did the damage, what we needed to do. You know, I thought, you know, it's just a ring at the end of the day, no matter where it is, you can put me anywhere in the world. You know, I think, nah, you know, doing that and getting that out of the way, You know, this is just going to be like boxing at Sheffield Arena for me. It's just going to be like, you know, because the Americans, you know, if you can fight, you can do, you know, you can do what you say you can do. You know, they love you. They just want to see a great fight. I've been out there now. You know, it's going to be a ring like any other ring, and you know, I'm just going to be prepared that night. You know, I'm just going to be ready.
They love good fighters out there. I've been out there when Clinton Woods was fighting, got booed into the ring, got a standing ovation out of it, even as a loser, because he just showed tremendous character on the night. They love guys who are going to go in there and have a bit of a tear-up, don't they?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you give the fans what they want, and I'm rather a ton of new fans after 9 for August. You know, they're going to see something special that night.
I want to throw a few quotes your way. I'm sure you're going to love these, and you may well have heard them already. Porter's father said that his son's going to be bigger, stronger and faster for this fight. What do you make of that?
Yeah, everyone's got their own opinion. That's his little boy at the end of the day. And he thinks that he's best thing since sliced bread. But on the 9th, you know, I'm going to show him otherwise. You know, I'm going to show him that he's in with a special one. He's in with a beast. He's in with a man who's determined. And who's had a dream since he was 9 years old to capture not just one world title, but many. And he's going to do everything he can on that night to do that. And you know, and I'm gonna make sure that I come away with that belt.
Porter himself has chimed in. He says that you only entertain with your mouth, that you're all words, that you say you're going to do all these things and you don't deliver. What do you make of that?
I think, you know, I've had 32 fights. You know, I've delivered every time. You know, I've never tasted defeat. I always find a way to win. So, you know, I think that in boxing you need to build a fight. You need to get a lot of people interested. You know, he might not do any talking because I think I've seen him on Twitter and he's got, you know, a few thousand. You know, I've got a few hundred thousand. So, you know, it shows that I can talk, but I also can back it up. And that night he's gonna know real quick, you know, that I'm the real thing.
You know, it's quite a consistent theme, isn't it, that people say you've got to prove this or you've got to prove that. You really don't have to prove anything, really, do you? I mean, this is your opportunity. You're going to be in the ring fighting for a world title, and you've had to work for that, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had to work for it. You know, I've been on the best shows. You know, I've been, you know, my very first professional fight. You know, I were a floater. You know, I could be first on when no one's in, or could be last on when, you know, everyone's gone. I've had to build my way up. You know, it's not just, you know, no one's given me this. I've had to work for it. You know, like other fighters, you know, they do well in, you know, in the amateurs, and they get a big sign-on deal and they top cards and stuff. You know, I used to see my name in little letters on you know, on big posters. I've had to win fights. I've had to win titles to get to the top. So, you know, I've not had it either.
Dare I say that if you win a world title, this is just going to be the next step on the ladder as well. I mean, there are some potentially huge fights that you could have, whether it's, you know, big British fights, international fights. They could be on the horizon if you just win this title, couldn't they?
100%, 1,000,000%, win this title, and then all them doors open. Then, you know, the names you've just said in Britain, I think we know who you're on about. That's Khan, and you know, they're all out there. Even, you know, Mayweather on his last fight, or, you know, them fights, after winning this world title, my name in the welterweight division is just going to be absolutely huge.
He has to fight you, doesn't he, if you win this world title, Khan? I mean, he can say that you've not proven anything. If you win a world title, he's not going to be able to say that anymore, is he?
He's not going to be able to say that. I think that more or less it's me winning this world title. I believe that me and Khan will meet in December, you know, for a big, massive fight. I think the public's had a taste of, you know, the Wembley with Frosch and Groves, and the numbers are unbelievable. What turned out, you know, on pay-per-view as well, a lot of money to be earned, and it's a fight, you know, what automatically it's there to gel, and you know, it's that fight is there.
I just wonder, you know, 18 months ago it was your turn, it was your time, and then, you know, the weirdest circumstances, you didn't get to have that opportunity. Since then, we've seen the likes of Darren Parker, Jamie McDonnell, other people win, you know, other British fighters become world champions. When you sort of see those headlines, are you thinking, you know, come on, I really want this opportunity to make myself a world champion?
Definitely, yeah. You know, we were all out there when Jamie won, you know, his second world title. you know, and I'm very happy for him, you know. A Yorkshire lad, like, going out there and winning a world title, but I look and think, you know, that, you know, I should be world champion by now, but, you know, everything's for a reason. You know, maybe it was written for me not, you know, not to be world champion, but I think that, you know, this time, I'm for August, you know, injury free, coming in healthy and in great spirit, and it's going to be my time on the knife.
Final question, you're heading out abroad this weekend. You know, why is that warm weather? It's quite warm in Britain at the moment. Why is that warm weather training so important for you?
I think you've been just been out today, and it's obviously nice today. But I think it's guaranteed weather out there. You know, we're all together, all live together, all eat together. We're all getting the zone, not just me. We all push each other. And I think out here, it splits it up. Because when you're out here, and we're doing the same thing and pushing it, I think it's just to split it up and, you know, to really get in the zone and get knuckled down even more.